I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Good to be with you on this Friday. President Trump has made his pick. He wants his next ambassador to the United Nations to be Heather Nauert. She's currently the spokesperson over at the State Department, so she has some diplomatic experience. But there might be another reason she was picked for the job by President Trump.
Fox and Friends in the Morning is the best show, and it's the absolute most honest show.
Before her job at the State Department, Heather Nauert was one of the hosts on President Trump's favorite TV show. Anne-Marie Gutz is a professor of global affairs at New York University. I asked her how much real foreign policy experience matters for a UN ambassador.
The trouble with this kind of an appointment is that in this particular case, in the Heather Nauert case, she actually, her experience internationally and in government is extremely thin. And the role of a UN Security Council ambassador is not about communication and spin. It's about extremely canny, tough negotiations to resolve some seriously intractable crises around the world. And that skill, it could come from journalism. Other UN ambassadors have had a journalistic background, like Samantha Power, for example. But we've not seen much evidence of that yet in Heather Nauert.
Well, there's also word from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that he wants the position of UN ambassador downgraded. It's currently a cabinet appointment, which is why we often see Nikki Haley in pictures of cabinet meetings. Pompeo does not want the next UN ambassador on the cabinet. What do you think that's about?
This was a move that was anticipated. It was already a possibility when Nikki Haley took the job, but she negotiated hard to retain the cabinet position. Downgrading the UN ambassador away from the cabinet is a worrying sign. Any UN appointment, any leadership appointment of a national representative to the UN is a signal of what that country thinks about multilateralism and its level of priority domestically. And by downgrading the post and appointing somebody who may not have the qualifications or experience that are relevant for the job, that sends a signal of the significance of multilateralism to the administration.
I'm wondering if you see the appointment of two people with little experience as a way to continue to diminish the UN or at least the US relationship with it.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And let's also not forget John Bolton's role in all of this. He would want to have the UN ambassador being in a significantly or visibly junior position to him. He himself, of course, was an ambassador to the UN. He was a Bush appointee, and he famously said, if you lopped off the top 10 floors of the UN, you would not see a difference in world policy, which expressed his sort of contemptuous attitude towards the UN and its work. So this appointment could be part of this entire pattern of diminishing the UN's role in the most important multilateral institution that we have in the most important international peace and security section of the UN, which is the Security Council.
Professor Gutz, you're a former advisor on peace and security issues to the United Nations agency UN Women.
That's right.
What would you say about the way gender plays a role in the selection of Nauert?
The gender of ambassadors to the Security Council is of considerable interest to feminists who work on peace and security around the world, because the council has traditionally been an exceptionally strikingly male-dominated domain. The fact that Heather Nauert is a woman does not tell us much at all about her position on women's rights. And the same was true for Nikki Haley, who was known in South Carolina for her anti-abortion positions, for example. In relation to Heather Nauert, we don't know much. We know that in February this year, as the State Department spokesperson, she defended a move in the State Department's annual human rights report, a move to excise the content on threats to women's reproductive rights around the world. It's hard to imagine the administration, given what we know about its position on women's rights, especially reproductive rights, it's hard to imagine the administration would appoint somebody who is a staunch defender of women's reproductive rights, including abortion rights. So to come back to your question, it's extremely important to have more diversity on the Security Council and to have more women. But what matters more is to have more feminists. And men can be feminists too, of course. And we would want to watch closely how Heather Nauert handles gender issues on the Security Council.
Anne-Marie Gutz is a professor of global affairs at New York University. Thank you very much.
Thank you.